listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. April's Earth Month, and to celebrate, Sustain NU, an on-campus club at Northwestern University, hosted a speaker who discussed the importance of pollinators like honeybees to the ecosystem. NU is also adding more pollinator-friendly landscaping to green spaces on campus to reduce the number of times plants need to be mowed. Tonight in the Dittmar Gallery, located in Norris University Center, the exhibit Inescapable Truths, James Foley's Indelible Legacy by artist Bradley McCollum will formally open. The 23 oil paintings and two photographs printed on silk are based on footage taken by journalist and Northwestern University graduate James Foley during his time in Syria and Lebanon before his death at the hands of ISIS. The artwork can also be seen in Main Library. In Evanston, a ban on flavored tobacco products, including certain vapes, takes effect. The measure was approved by City Council in a 6-3 vote. Stores will sell the remainder of their flavored tobacco products, but had to discontinue the sales of new products on April 1st. Retailers in the city could be charged a $1,000 fine for their first offense against the new rule. In Chicago, an open water swim event in the Chicago River has been announced. It will take place in September. This is the first event of its kind in more than 100 years. Swim will raise money for swim programs for at-risk youth, as well as ALS, also called Lou Gehrig's disease, research. Today is National Chocolate Mousse Day, National Find a Rainbow Day, and National Walking Day. So although the weather is looking a little cold and maybe even snowy, enjoy a little fresh air. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.